Well, here we are. We're back in the MTP Software Studios for Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and we've been having a great time today, a little bit more peppy than we've been in a long time. Our next guest, Christopher Iannelli, CEO of iSpecimen, correct?
That's correct.
What is an iSpecimen? Sounds like a science fiction movie.
An iSpecimen is the name of the company. It's right. What's a specimen?
No, the iSpecimen sounds like a name for a Spielberg science fiction movie.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
Yeah.
We kind of went with the i after iTunes.
Yeah.
The i was popular. Everyone thinks it's like copying iTunes or Apple. It's really for Iannelli, my last name.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's not.
I on both sides.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's really for individual. So individual right. specimen. There's a whole economy out there around biospecimens, which I'm sure we'll cover. So biospecimens, you want to know what they are?
I'm waiting.
Biospecimen, it's any sample out of us. So blood, plasma, serum, tissue, like solid tissue.
If saliva.
You go through surgery, saliva, cheek swab, hair, fingernails, anything that comes off of you, a biological sample of you, is a biospecimen.
Wow. You should hire Chris because there's something molting off him every minute of the day.
This one over
yes,
here?
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to swab him before we leave.
Okay, good. That's been the corporate philosophy. It's in our personnel manual. We swab
Chris. Swab you all.
We swab Chris on his way in every day and on his way out. How'd you get into this business?
So I'm trained as a scientist originally. So I'm an immunologist, but then went on to medical school and then trained in pathology and laboratory medicine.
Well, one of my good buddies is a big time pathologist.
Yeah. So if you're a pathologist, that's the currency.
You have a lot of personality for a pathologist, don't you?
I don't practice. If I stayed practicing, they would have prohibited that. Yeah.
They would have prohibited that. You sit in the dark room just looking at things, don't you, as a pathologist?
So there are two types of pathologists. There's a division. There's what they call the anatomic pathologist, and those are the guys that sit. It's less of a dark room than radiologists. Radiologists are in that dark room going a little crazy because they're looking at films all day in the dark. Pathologists are sitting in a lit room, but they've got their eyes to a microscope all day. I am not that type of pathologist. I went in to be that type of pathologist, but then realized I do not want to sit in front of a microscope all day. So the other division is clinical pathology, which is also called laboratory medicine. That's where you walk into the first type with the microscope. That's all solid tissue. So biopsies, surgical material, resections, material that has to go and get processed so it can get thinly sliced and looked at underneath the microscope. That's the first type. Second type is all biofluids, predominantly. So blood, plasma, serum, urine, and a long list of more esoteric, I say dirtier specimens we don't ever talk about.
Dirtier specimens?
There's a long list of other biofluids you can test. That.
So who's hiring iSpecimen? Who do you work for?
So we work for, let me tell you a little bit about what the company does, and then you'll understand.
Sounds good.
Because we have two different answers to that.
Okay.
The company was set up to create an Amazon-like platform and business model in a space where one never existed. And that's that space is the space between the world of lectures on one side and the world of healthcare providers on the other side. So we actually work for both of those types of entities. Our true customers are life science research, usually companies, but it could be academic researchers, could be government researchers. It's predominantly, in our case, pharmaceutical companies, biotechnology companies.
Doing research.
And in vitro diagnostic companies, all doing research.
Is that because you're doing independent work for them?
They all have a need that we satisfy. And it's not new. They have always had a need to go through discovery and development of either new therapeutics or new diagnostics, depending on what type of company they are. They've always had a need to get patient access, samples from those patients, and data that describe the samples and the patients that provide the samples. And that's the need that we satisfy for them. That need has gone through the roof since we sequenced the genome. So everybody is putting that suffix omics after everything, genomics, proteomics, metabolomics. To do all of those sorts of analyses, those omics analyses, you need samples from patients to feed into those platforms and instruments. And as that need went through the roof, there was no systematic way for them to get it. So we created the company to create that systematic way for them to access patient samples and data.
Wow, interesting.
Makes sense?
It does. Now, why this business? When did you start it? Did you start it alone?
I started it alone, but I was not alone for long. So if you look up when the company was founded on paper, middle of 2009 is when we had the idea. It was an idea that I say germinated out of work that we did at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and I say we loosely. Brigham and Women's Hospital set up a platform inside of their clinical laboratory to do something very simple. When we saw how well that simple model worked, I had this idea to form the company, and then we formed a team. It's a founding team that got this idea to blossom out of that germinating event from the Brigham. We have no affiliation with Brigham and Women's or Partners Healthcare, but that's where we got the idea, by paying attention to what they were doing in their very own lab. So middle of 2009, we set it up.
Wow. And so where is this mostly a local company, or do you work nationally?
We work
because I know
globally.
There's a lot of hospitals here, a lot of medical practices here.
Yeah, we've been lucky. We got lucky setting this or having this idea in Boston because you're surrounded by hospitals. But I say that on one hand. On the other hand, it's very difficult to work with these top tier hospitals in the Boston area. So we had the idea in Boston. We went west to get it going. So we work not only nationally, we work globally. So we walk into hospital systems, practice groups, pathology labs, commercial laboratories, biobanks, even blood centers, and tell them all the same thing. You guys have either patients, or in the case of a blood center, donors. You have access to samples from those patients and donors, and you have access to data that describe the samples and the patients and donors. We can help you, one, put those samples to better use than simply throwing them away after testing, if that's what you're doing. Or if you are creating biobanks, these repositories of material for research purposes, we can help you actually get that material out of that biobank into the hands of researchers far better than you can do on your own. And it's not just about moving material for the sake of research, it's a revenue stream for hospitals, laboratories, and biobanks. So we walk in and tell that story about how our platform can help them better utilize their patients and samples and boost revenue in ways that they all, I think, would like, and they do like. So our first hospital system was UMass, and then we've gone west from there. We have over 120 agreements with hospital systems, practice groups, and healthcare provider organizations across the globe now, not just the U.S.
So it's not just the U.S.
No, about a year and a half ago, we started crossing U.S. borders and going into other areas of North America. We have some relationships in South America, Europe, one in Asia, and it's growing from there.
All right, that's very interesting. And you do all the work here in the Boston area?
We're headquartered in Lexington, Mass.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
So everything gets shipped to you here?
It sometimes gets shipped directly to the pharma clients, wherever they may be. A lot of what we do, it ships through our offices and our laboratory in Lexington.
Are there strict requirements in the shipping?
There are. They're strict where it's cold chain logistics. So typically biological material has to be maintained at certain temperatures for it to have its integrity maintained. So there are requirements to have it on ice or refrigerated and for it to get there while it's still at a certain temperature. So, yeah. Cold chain logistics.
I'm just wondering if there's a problem ever, you know, with the government getting this type of product into the country because inspection.
Well, it's not a problem getting it in. There are biological materials getting shipped back and forth all the time for testing. Practice groups and hospitals that don't do a particular test are shipping blood or tissue to other laboratories. So that material is going back and forth all the time. When it has to cross country lines, then you have to go through customs and you have to declare what are some of the risks or hazards that may be associated with the material. But we get through that all the time.
Good. Listen, Christopher, if somebody's looking for you, and we're speaking with Christopher Iannelli, of CEO of iSpecimen, if someone's looking for you, how would they find you?
They're going to probably look for this video or this podcast when we're done. That's probably number one.
Yeah, that's very good.
There's probably a website out there I'm pretty sure we have that they can find us on. We have a platform that they can find us on. So
good.
Look us up online, iSpecimen.com, and that'll give you all the information on how to get to us and how to get to me.
No, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate it. And then you can take Crisp, just bring him back in a week or two.
Yeah, we're going to swab him next.
My name is Jeffrey Davis of Radio Entrepreneurs and also Mage LLC, management consulting firm. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.